as the bottom line, many husbands do without sex or exist on a very limited diet, in their opinion. The husband blames the wife, of course, but the real culprit is sexual incompatibility, which needs to be overcome through the efforts of both partners, not just the woman. A man cannot achieve sexual fulfillment in his marriage unless his wife is sexually fulfilled as well. While I have maintained that men need sex more than women, unless a woman joins her husband in the sexual experience, his need for sex remains unmet. Therefore, a woman does her husband no favors by sacrificing her body to his sexual advances. He can feel sexually satisfied only when she joins him in the experience of lovemaking. Since men and women differ so greatly in the way they come to enjoy sex, no wonder we find so much sexual incompatibility in marriage. The key of communication unlocks the doors of ignorance and opens up to each couple the opportunity for sexual compatibility. In the remaining pages of this chapter, I will outline some of the most important points men and women need to communicate to each other to achieve sexual compatibility. How to achieve sexual compatibility. Achieving sexual compatibility involves two important steps. 1. Overcome your sexual ignorance. A husband and wife must each understand their own sexuality and their own sexual responses. 2. Communicate your sexual understanding to each other. A husband and wife must learn how to share what they have learned about their own sexual responses so they can each achieve sexual pleasure and fulfillment together. To help you develop sexual compatibility in your marriage, the rest of this chapter will present a quick lesson in human sexuality. While some of this material may seem a bit unromantic and clinical, bear with me. The better you understand the following information, the better you can meet each other's needs sexually. Many sexual conflicts are resolved when a husband and wife learn what actually happens emotionally and physiologically when they make love to each other. The sexual experience divides into four stages: arousal, plateau, climax, and recovery. During arousal, the man and woman begin to sense sexual feelings. His penis usually becomes erect, and her vagina usually begins to lubricate. If a man's penis and a woman's clitoris are stimulated properly, they pass into the plateau stage. In this stage, his penis becomes very hard and her vagina contracts, providing greater resistance and a heightened sensation during intercourse. The climax, which lasts only a few seconds, is the peak of the sexual experience. At this time, the penis ejects semen and bursts, ejaculation, and the vagina alternately contracts and releases several times. The recovery period follows, in which both partners feel peaceful and relaxed. The penis becomes soft, and the vagina, no longer secreting lubricating fluids, relaxes. While men and women experience the same four stages, they do not do so in the same physical and emotional ways. What works for a man does not work for a woman, and conversely, what works for a woman does not work for a man. We will discuss each stage of the sexual response separately and show some of the most important differences. Arousal, how it all starts. In the earliest stages of lovemaking, one can already see the differences between a man and woman by the ways they become excited and the manner in which each responds. Most men can become aroused in a variety of ways, but the hands-down favorite is by visual means. Numerous magazines, calendars, films, video cassettes, and so on that feature nude or barely clad women all cash in on one thing. Men like to look at naked women. During counseling sessions, wives readily testify that their husbands enjoy watching them undress and that when they are seen naked, arousal follows in just a few seconds. A man easily experiences arousal, which may happen several times a day. Many non-visual and visual experiences can do it. A scent of perfume in an elevator, watching a woman's walk, looking at a photo of a scantily clad woman, or even daydreaming. Wives sometimes express dismay at their husband's ability to be sexually aroused by other women, but they need to understand that their husbands are not being promiscuous or unfaithful. They have simply experienced a characteristic male reaction. Arousal in itself doesn't mean that much to a man. It may occur relatively effortlessly, and he sometimes experiences it whether or not he wants to. Women may find this hard to understand because they experience arousal so differently from the way men do.